Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs. That song is called Time is Tight. One of the classic instrumentals. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show as we celebrate our 22nd anniversary. Thank you for hanging out with me in all these years, and let's do 23 more. What do you think? We're having a great visit with Jay Minks. Jay's Executive Vice President of Insperity. Full disclosure, they're our presenting sponsor and have been now for a long time. Jay is also the author of the upcoming book, Embrace the Price of Success. Jay, thanks again for being here. You got a new business outlook survey.
We do this monthly. It's more of an internal document, but I knowing that I was going to come on the air with you, I thought I'd go ahead and let us take a look at it.
Well, I'm glad you did, because it's really good. The reason it's noteworthy is because it's so fascinating to me, Jay, to see how accurate and how consistent Main Street reporting is, because your survey overlays the NFIB survey I reported on earlier this week. It also overlays my own polling, which is a much smaller one than either of the other two. But what I'm saying is that you know, when you hear these political surveys, they're all over the map, right? Small businesses, regardless of who's asking the question, if you go out on Main Street, you're going to get the straight dope, and it's the same. Mm-hmm. It's such, and I just think that's refreshing and powerful, don't you?
No, absolutely. Gosh, it's good for everybody.
Yeah,
no question about it.
So we got good news, folks, and that Jay, I'm marking it as 3 out of 4 of your clients either are highly or very optimistic, highly or optimistic. They're at least optimistic, if not, and some of them are highly optimistic. 3 out of 4. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's a big deal, because we're trying to help them grow, and that's part of our mission statement, is help them become successful. So it's really exciting to see that. You know, another thing I noticed also when we're going through this is that, you know, the people's sales pipeline, compared to 2019, is increasing dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And the optimism about 2020 compared to 2019 is 53% say it's better, 43% say it's the same. But the point is that I'm not seeing anywhere in here, and you aren't either, because you've got a copy of any recession fears. There's nothing in here.
Well, see, I talked about this earlier this week. I debunked the whole notion of any kind of a recession in the coming on the horizon, because at least, Jay, with regard to the classic causes of a recession, which are typically the supply chain getting bollocked up, some kind of sentiment by the consumer, which the consumer is currently strong. And what I said was, other than Wall Street and Washington screwing this up, there's no recession in sight.
Yeah, right. Well, another cause for recessions is the Federal Reserve raises rates too much.
That's another part of Washington and Wall Street, yeah.
That's right. You're right. That's a classic. I mean, it's we saw that happen in 18 when the Fed kept raising, and we got the crash in December, stock crash.
Yep.
Because the market knew it was too high based on the fundamentals. So, it's really exciting to see how far we've come since the subprime crisis and all the ensuing stuff.
I want to make one note here, folks. I'm going to read this to you. Compared to what you projected beginning in 2019, how has your business performed so far this year? We've asked those same questions, Jay. This is powerful, folks. Mm-hmm. 82%, 8 out of 10 said either as expected or better than expected. And Jay, I know that most small businesses in 2019, this number at least in 2019 in the beginning, had no reason not to be excited about the year.
Well, exactly. And the other thing you got to remember is that small business owners are optimistic critters.
Pathologically.
So if they're still getting their plan that they started optimistically at the beginning of the year, then that's probably real good, much less exceeding it. That's a big deal to me.
Well, there's no question about it, and but you're right. The pipeline. Here's another one. As you allude to, I'm going to give them the numbers. As you examine your pipeline for new business through next year, 91% said increased or about the same. Now, remember, the people who said about the same are part of the 82% that said they're excited about the year now.
Right. Yeah, that's right. No, it's just good news all the way around, any way you cut it.
And Jay, these are people who literally have they're where the rubber truly meets the road. Their ear is to the ground. They're seeing things.
Right.
They're seeing things out there. They're talking to customers. They're one-on-one with customers. They're one-on-one with vendors. They're one-on-one with bigger customers that are giving them orders and sending them RFPs and things like that. So, I mean,
it's a real time. I mean, they're in real time.
That's right.
This is happening every day. You know, they're on top of that. They have to be.
Well, and of course, there is an elephant in the room, and that is the availability of workers. And you guys poll people about that as well, because that's one of the big parts of your work with folks, and they're struggling, but they're making the most of it, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, one of the things I go out in the field and talk to our salespeople and see clients, and one of the things that's happening is people are innovating a little more to overcome the shortage of people.
Yeah.
And I think that benefits everybody because that's why the inflation's so low, because you've got productivity going up.
The productivity's going through the roof. I want you to talk about that a little bit more after the break, folks. Jay will be back after the break, and this is really important because this is the elephant in the room. This is the biggest challenge we have right now. Not how do I get money, how do I get businesses, how do I get the growth, take advantage of the growth that's available. Quick break. Tim Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.